music kind of gives it away, doesn't it? From the studios of Grand Forks Best Source, it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by to talk with us this Wednesday morning, realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. And we'll be talking with Caitlin right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
All right, and we are back. We got that echo going on in there again. Realty expert Caitlin Ramseth is in the studio with us today. We got to give her a round of applause. How are you, Caitlin?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We did talk a little bit on Monday over at Berkshire Hathaway. They had the big trunk or treat event going on. Man, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was. There were so many people there that showed up. I think we had double what we had last year.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and we've talked about this over the years during these podcasts. Berkshire Hathaway is a family, and they love to have fun, and they love to share the fun with everybody around. And Monday was a great example of that. I know we had a blast there. I wasn't there very long, but we got to talk a little bit. You and I did. And again, Berkshire Hathaway knocking it out of the park with their events. Man, they have such a good time. Speaking of good times, you haven't been with Berkshire that long, but how's it going so far?
It's going really well. I am just coming up on my whole first year, so I'm on to year two now, which is crazy. It went so fast.
Oh, good. That is good. You are a realty expert now.
Yep.
Okay. I want to know this. We talk about this all the time. There's a lot of realtors out there. There's a lot of part-time realtors. There's a lot of full-time realtors. But I want to know some truths. Can you give me 10 truths on becoming a realtor?
I can.
Okay.
Easily.
So, easily, even. Easily. All right.
I know. So, you know, when you're watching, like, HGTV and reality shows, they make real estate look so easy.
Oh,
and I
gosh,
think that's why a lot of people want to go into it, because it looks fun. You know, like, you get to go out, show big houses, and then you get paid for it.
Yeah,
so like, it seems so fun, but there's so much more that goes into it. So we'll kind of just start off. I'll go down the list here. So number one, the things that they don't tell you on becoming a realtor is definitely have money saved up before you start. And this is because when you start up, there's so many fees that go into becoming a realtor. You have to get your license. You know, you have to pay your, there's insurance you have to pay, MLS dues, even marketing yourself when you start out. So you want to have money saved up so that you don't run dry becoming a realtor. Because, you know, your first day walking into a brokerage, you're probably not going to sell a house.
Oh, right, you know? Right. In fact, now how long, be honest with me, did it take you to get your first real paycheck?
So I started last November and I sold my first house officially. It closed in February. So it took me a few months.
So you're talking just 3 months. Close.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely have money saved up just so that you don't run dry with all your money.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Number two, you need to be extroverted. And if you're not, you have to fake it. So our entire business is talking to people.
Sure.
I mean, even me coming on here and doing a podcast, that's something I never would have ever thought I would be doing. And I'll be honest, I used to be introverted. I definitely used to be introverted.
You have to be a people person.
You do. That's the entire business, is we call strangers and we ask to talk to them.
Yeah.
So you really have to go out of your comfort zone. So if you're not extroverted, you need to start practicing, or at least fake it.
Sure.
So number three is that you probably, there are a lot of part-time realtors out there, but I would definitely highly suggest becoming a full-time realtor. And this is because there's so much that goes into, you know, the market trends. They're always changing. And just knowing what you're doing. If you're part-time, chances are you're probably working another job and you're missing out on everything you need to know about real estate.
Right.
So that was one of the best decisions I made, was going full time in real estate, just because there's so much you need. I'm still learning today, you know,
right.
It's already been a year and there's still, every transaction is different.
Yep.
So I would highly suggest being a full time agent.
Okay. Number four.
Number four. So this one is, might be common sense, but you really have to be a driven person when you're becoming a realtor, and disciplined as well. And this is because you're technically your own boss. Real estate's your own business. It is mm-hmm. what you make it. There's really no glass ceiling with being a realtor. So therefore, you could make as much money as you technically want.
Sure, sure.
You set those goals for yourself. But if you're not driven and you're not disciplined, you could earn nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're not out there going and showing houses and meeting mm-hmm. new people, there's a good chance that you're not going to make anything in real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. And who wants to? Well, then again, if you're not doing the work, you're not making the money. So it all comes out in the wash, right?
It is. And that was something that was really new and scary for me when I started out, because it's not a W-2 job. I'm not getting mm-hmm. paid hourly or salaried or anything sure. like that. So you really have to be driven to do the work for yourself. You know, find your why. Why do you want to do it? And then go out there and do it.
Be disciplined.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, number five, time management. So Google Calendar, I have never used Google Calendar more in my life.
I've never used it, and I should.
So yeah, my Google Calendar is literally color-coded every hour of my day.
Wow.
And that's, it kind of goes back to number four, is that's how I stay driven and stay disciplined, is the consistency each day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you don't have a boss telling you what to do. You have to do it yourself.
Right.
You have to learn what works for you. So, you know, showing up at the office at 8 o'clock every day, staying there until 4 o'clock, you really have to get the time management down. And, you know, in college, I learned time management, mm-hmm. but not to this degree.
Sure, sure.
Because, you know, it's so easy. Like, I could leave at any given moment during the day if I wanted to. So it's really making sure your time management is mm-hmm. done on time.
Right.
Okay, number six, having a flexible schedule. So this is something that a lot of people, they want, and that's why they want to go into the real estate industry, is because they have that flexible schedule, which can be a really good thing, but it can also be a really bad thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got its goods and its bads, because you basically are on call 24/7.
We are. Mm-hmm. We are working 24/7. And, you know, like each morning when my alarm clock goes off, I could snooze it if I wanted to, but
sure.
you have to get out of bed and you have to just go and be driven. So having that flexible schedule is a plus, but it can also really hinder your job. You know, like I said, you're not clocking in and out, so you don't have to tell anyone that you're going to a dentist appointment or a doctor appointment.
Maybe you have kids.
Maybe
go watch them play baseball or something,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yep. But we are working 24/7. I had a client who reached out to me at 9 o'clock last night. I'm not going to ignore them. Like you have to be there for them. So you get the flexible schedule, but you also have to be there for your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, rejection. This one was hard for me.
Yeah.
I'm still learning rejection. In the business, you get rejected a lot.
Sure.
So if you're someone like me who takes things to heart, or maybe you're more of a sensitive person, this is something that a lot of people don't talk about in the real estate industry, is we get rejected every single day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We get told no. We get phones hung up on us. It's just part of the job. So just, yeah, if you're thinking about becoming a realtor, work on your rejection.
Yep, yep. Learn how to take it.
Exactly. I'm like, we get rejected a lot, but we also like it teaches us how to be more humble and how to really, you know, we love our clients and we build so many good relationships out
right.
of them. So even though we do get rejected, we do get awesome clients and we get a lot of more relationships out of it too.
Sure. So, sure.
Kind of keeps you more humbled that way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, number eight. This one I've noticed about myself. We talk about real estate all the time. We don't know how to not talk about real estate.
Talking shop constantly.
Yes. And like when I'm out eating at a restaurant like Buffalo Wild Wings or somewhere and I hear someone talking about a house, my ears perk up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, real estate. So, yep, something that you'll have to, you know, kind of work on is your real estate knowledge, because we're constantly talking about real estate. So,
okay.
Number nine is we like to serve our consumers. That's our whole job. So if you're thinking about becoming a realtor, you know, we do a lot of volunteer work in the community because mm-hmm. we want to give back to our community. So doing a lot of volunteer work and just reaching out to the community members. It's kind of a big thing that we do, just like the trunk or treat.
Yeah, Berkshire Hathaway, you guys do a ton of this stuff all year.
Yeah, we like to give back to our community just because, you know, they do so much for us too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
And lastly, number 10, this one's kind of funny. Be ready to have a messy car. So in my car right now, I have open house signs. So my trunk is full of signs for like real estate. I have about like 7 different water bottles in my car. Different, like my entire car is full. Like we live out of our cars.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I still have leftover candy from the trunk or treat.
Oh, sure.
Water bottles in all of my cup holders. Like it's so funny because every car I go into of a realtor, they're like, sorry, don't mind the mess. And it's like, it's fine. We get it. We literally live out of our cars. So be ready for that too.
No, you talk about these 10 truths on becoming a realtor. And it sounds like coming from you, Caitlin, you have lived every one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can tell by talking to you. It's something you need to know beforehand. Being a realty expert isn't for everybody. But you know, like some of the things you said, if you can be extroverted, be full time, be driven, manage your time, have a flexible schedule, be ready for rejection. If you can handle all of that kind of stuff, this might be a good job for you, right?
Yep, exactly.
And you're going to keep doing this for a long time.
I hope so. Yeah, I love it so far. And like I said, I think the best part is just every day is something new and you're constantly learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so enjoyable.
All right, let's give you a quick quiz. Your time management, what do you got going on after you leave the studio here today?
Okay, so today I have my social media. So I have to go on social media, post on every platform of social media. I have my lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes this is lunch on the go, depending on the errands I have to run. And then prospecting. So calling out old leads, new clients, follow up, all that kind of stuff.
Another busy day.
It is a busy day.
Another busy day in the life of a realty expert. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth?
So I am on every social media platform, Caitlin Ramseth. Otherwise, the best way is by phone. My number is 320-267-6692.
Want to say that phone number one more time?
Yep, 320-267-6692.
All right, now I got it. All right, there you go. We will see you in a couple of days. You'll be back again on Friday morning.
I will be.
All right, you have yourself a great remainder of the day, and it's always good talking to a new face. There you go, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. That was realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, and she will be back again Friday morning right about 10 o'clock. Until then, have yourself a great week, everybody.